here.
Hi, it's Ian.
And we are Team Daredevil.
That's right. Some of you will know Ben from his great parody video of Daredevil.
Why, thank you.
You may have seen me in that video. I was the person playing the Gamora deck that absolutely slayed him.
Slayed me.
We're Team Daredevil. Ben, obviously, is known for his love of Daredevil, and because of that, I am going to be at Gen Con this year, and I have said that I am actually going to front up and play Daredevil at Gen Con. So if you're sitting across a guy with a funny accent and a Daredevil card, that's probably going to be me.
I see. They've got the funny accents. We don't.
Well, funny is in the air of the beholder.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. Luckily enough, Mark has been gracious enough because Ben nagged him and given us a chance to do a spoiler.
Yeah, which is pretty cool because, you know, we're in New Zealand. We're very lucky. We've got a small, nice, tight-knit community, but we get together as much as we can to play. And so to be given the chance to do the shows that, you know, you are caring about our little community down here in New Zealand. So big thumbs up to you guys. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Even if we don't have Legacy yet.
No, exactly. I wonder when that's going to come in.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about another Champions main character. She is a founding member, and that is Viv Vision.
Boom. She is a 2-4 with flight. She has 6 wounds. It's a pretty epic start.
That's right. Viv Vision, of course, the daughter of Vision, or the synthetic daughter of Vision, synthetic, humanoid, whatever the politically correct term for them is. Yeah. And 2 really cool abilities.
Yep. So I think, and when I talk about these abilities, synthetic android, check this out, right? So her first ability is called Zeros, which is a superpower. It costs a red. It's during combat. Their defender's attack becomes 0 this combat. So that's great. Immediately cuts out things like Ferocious. Awesome.
That's right. Or Monstrous. We'll talk more about that a bit later. Yep. And then her level up ability is 1s. So 0s, 1s, binary code, which is kind of cool. And this is actually a very cool mechanic for the XP. So her level up is 11. So 2 1s. And it reads, when you recruit a character, Viv gains 1 XP for each 1 printed in its cost, attack, defense, and health.
Yeah, which is awesome because it's not just looking at, it's not just 1 drops here. It could be 2 drops, 3 drops, whatever's got a 1 in it. Plus, also if it's, say, for example, a 10, you're going to count the 1 there as well, you know?
Exactly, and of course, there's 1 health on most characters. Well, not most characters, but on a lot of characters, help get the XP. But where I think Viv's going to be really going to shine is with 1 drops.
Yeah.
Like, what you want to do is you want to recruit a 1 drop on 1, recruit 2 1 drops on 2. You know, things like Black Widow, who from the Avengers, she's a 1-2-1-1. That's going to net you 3 points. Charlie 27, he's a 1-1-1-1. So that nets you 4 points. Or like Cosmo or Iceman, like characters that we're used to re-recruiting over and over to get their abilities anyway, they're going to trigger the 1's level up ability. And personal favorite, I'm really liking the idea of maybe running her with Avengers and putting in Peggy Carter, because if you drop Peggy Carter on 2, you get 1 from her, 1 health, but then you can just drop other 1-drop Avengers for free and level her up on turn 2, which is, I mean, that's the god hand to have it done. But definitely, we're looking at turns 3 quite easily, or turns 4, to get her leveled up.
And that's thematically cool as well, because Champions and Avengers, right? So you've got that going on.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously the Champions, they stemmed from the frustration of the younger characters wanting to get away from the Avengers at the end of Civil War 2. Obviously, and that level 1 Viv with the 2-4 and flight. Flight can't be underestimated.
No.
Such a great thing. Imagine what a flight would have done for Daredevil.
Exactly. And why I don't understand why in the TV show, guys, he flies around quite a bit, jumps on buildings.
Anyway, let's not get on a tangent about Daredevil. But I think definitely you look at some of the other characters like Storm, she's a 2-4 with flight and range, but she only has five wounds. Same with Magneto. And I feel like that's where Viv sits nicely into this sort of stall / control thing, is that sixth wound.
What about Miss Marvel, right? So what's she? She's a 2-5 as well. Well, no, she's 2-4. She's got flight and range, but she only has 5. Oh no, she also has 6 wounds. So comparing against to her,
But the difference with Captain Marvel is that
Captain Marvel,
not Miss Marvel. Again, this is where we have to get the right names because we're getting all these new characters. When Captain Marvel stuns an enemy character in combat, she gains her XP. So she actually has to be involved in combat.
Okay.
Whereas Viv is a semi-passive,
pretty passive
ability where she's just, you know, she's just getting XP off the characters that she's recruiting.
Okay.
Again, must be recruited. Not appear. So like Pixie Singularity
tokens won't work.
No. But again, I think you'll I don't think it'll be too hard to level up. We'll talk about her level 2 now. So after she does level up, she becomes a 5-7.
It's not too bad.
Not too bad. Like, again, a little bit more defensive than offensive. But her level 2 ability is great. Her level 2 ability is Reboot. And for, it's
Fortress
and Laboratory. You shuffle your hand and your KO pile back into your deck and then draw 7 cards. But you can only use this power once per game.
Boom. And that's the thing that got me straight away when I reread that. I was thinking, hold on a second. This is late game, you're playing turn sort of 6, maybe 6 or 7, you get down to a couple of cards, you know, because you're playing lots of cards. Here's your chance to get a whole lot of cards back. Obviously it's luck of the draw, but pretty epic still.
Yeah, but also, I mean, it also means that you can be a little bit more reckless with your plot twists and power-ups and things that you're discarding early on, knowing that you'll get to shuffle those all back in and get another shot at them. But again, that drawing up to 7 cards, I mean, great late game, but also mid game if you just haven't seen what you need.
Exactly.
The actually being able to, you know, admittedly, you are putting more stuff back in, but like getting a full 7 cards again, when in a deck that doesn't necessarily look like there's a lot of draw in champions, that could be like that reboot could really turn a game on its head.
Mm. The thing is, at the moment, is how many one drops can you play to get her to level?
Well, it's not just one drops though. It's any character that has ones printed in it. So again, she is going to be a little bit fiddly to build. You're going to be wanting to look at maybe a few ones or two drops that may not be optimal in other decks, but like because you get the one off the health, which is great for low drops, but also maybe some of the other ones that only have one attack and high defense or vice versa. So, I mean, something like Falcon is another perfect example.
Yeah.
One drop that's getting played heaps. That's one drop, one attack, one health, four defense, but it's still getting you, netting you 3 XP.
Yeah.
So like that XP can churn out pretty quickly. Again, without sort of knowing too much of what's happening in the lower drops with champions, I would see Viv as a really good character to build a bit of a control-y deck around, because again, you can't underestimate flight on a main character.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, even if she's not attacking, just having someone in flight that can basically, you know who would have been good with flight?
Daredevil?
Yeah.
And then, think that he should have had flight?
Protecting people in the back row. That's a really great ability that, Viv has that unfortunately, Daredevil doesn't have. But again, we're not going to talk about Daredevil too much.
Yeah.
I mean, we probably are. But I, again, as I said, I'm really interested to see the character. And it is a character that, although you do have the 11... the 11 XP to get to, I do think you will be seeing her leveling up fairly early.
Turn 3, turn 4, I reckon. Turn 4, probably. Turn 5 max, but definitely turn 4. And, you know, there's some characters out there right now that they still find it hard to level up because of their requirements. This isn't a hard requirement.
Yeah.
Pretty much it's very passive. It's just relying on you playing cards.
You've got to
get ones.
Absolutely. This is going to be quite reliant on deck building and in the deck building phase, because you know it's not about attacking a main character or team attacking. Although in saying that, if we go back to the level the Zeros ability, I really like that because I feel like champions have got this sort of pseudo team attack thing going,
sure,
with, like, for instance, fan fiction on Miss Marvel, where you get to pair two characters up and they don't get struck back on team attacking. Zeros does the same sort of deal, is that when attacking for a red, the defender's attack becomes zero. And I feel like in a set with Monstrous, we've seen Monstrous already on a few things, as well as things that give Monstrous to defenders. I think this ability can't be underestimated. The fact that you can use Viv, she's got flight, you can use her as a team attacker, whack out that attack of the defender, and then none of your team attackers are getting stunned back.
Which
is great.
The thing that I like about it is that it stops things like Ferocious, Lethal, things like that as well, right? Because they're not striking you, right?
Yeah, Lethal doesn't work on a defender, but
does it?
Yeah. Like, Lethal's only when you're attacking, but things like Ferocious and obviously Monstrous, and stuff like that. It is a real
just good where you've got someone with a high attack, you know, and then say they play all these plot twists. So that's the thing that I'm interested in is because it says combat and then it says that I'm assuming that people are playing plot twists, they're building their character up, they've given them all this attack, all of a sudden you play this and it reduces it straight back down to zero, it's gone.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously
that's where I see it, right?
I mean, obviously people know that that you've got that ability there, so they will play around it a little bit, but it definitely does make her a very valid attacker with other characters, and it can get you around saving Viv, not taking some stun back. Sure. I mean, and she already has six wounds, so she could actually be very tough.
Yeah, that's right.
To hit when she is attacking.
That's the whole point, I guess, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So no, that's really good. I'm just trying to think about some things that we could also discuss with this. I mean, the one thing that I really like is the fact that you're going to have so many characters in there that are going to help her level up. So then, when she levels up, what is your end game to win the game? What do you think would be the way to win with?
Well, I feel like, I mean, she seems like a perfect perfect candidate for the Valkyrie Peggy Black Widow combo. Again, Peggy Carter, great with this. Like, you drop Peggy on two, then you can just drop other Avengers one drops for free to level her up. So I mean, hell, with that and a good hand, you may even be able to, like a god hand, actually level her up on turn two by playing Peggy and a number of other Avengers
So let's have a look at that, right? So what's an Avengers card? Falcon, for example. But I mean, he's 1-4, but you'd get 3 XP off that.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, probably more likely you look at Black Widow, because you recruit Black Widow.
Yeah.
She comes in, she puts the -1/-1 counters on a character.
Sure.
So you can then re-recruit Black Widow, putting more -1/-1s.
And upping
the XP on Viva. And of course, we've already seen Black Widow have a character card in Champions. So thematically, having Black Widow come in and help out is pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, just to make sure I'm right with this, you can have the mantle version of Black Widow as well, but you can't have them both out at the same time.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
But you could...
Yeah. I mean, technically, I don't even think... That's not even a mantle character, because it's technically the same character.
Sure, okay.
Whereas the mantle's more like Spider-Man and Miles Morales Spider-Man. Okay, yeah. So, like, they're both called Spider-Man, but it's two different people, whereas Black Widow and Black Widow are the same person.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, so I feel like there is... Definitely that. I mean, I love that Valkyrie combo anyway, and I think this is, again, with six wounds, you're gonna be able to last out to that end game a little easier than some of the other characters, especially if you're not taking stun when you're attacking back.
Let's just go back quickly on that Valkyrie combo. I just want to chuck this in here. Let's say your turn six. Right, that's when she comes out, Valkyrie.
Yes. Six. Yep.
All right, you got Black Widow in your hand as well. You got Black Widow in your KO pile already. You then can just keep playing Black Widow over and over and over and over again.
Like if you've got Peggy Carter out, yeah.
As well as, and so basically, you can just wipe the whole board before you.
Yeah, that's the Peggy Carter Valkyrie combo. Is that you you can just roll through and wipe out everything with those cards.
Only issue is that new guy, Tim Booba.
Tim Booba is going to make life a little bit harder for Viv, to the point where you might even consider playing him in a Viv deck and try and get him out first, just so you do have the ability to recruit the one drop.
Because he's a two drop, right?
He's a one drop himself, he's a 1-2-2-1.
But then he prevents other players from playing there. So if you get him out first, stops them from playing him.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, and also, again, as we said, we don't know what Champions is going to bring in the way of one drops. Hopefully, there'll be some synergy with Viv to help her. Like, I mean, again, when we were looking at it, there's only three one drop characters that are a 1-1-1-for-1.
Yeah.
Which were Carnage, Charlie 27, who isn't a terrible character to put down.
Oh, totally.
I think Crossbones was the
other one.
Crossbones
was the other one, yeah, that's right.
Again, maybe not really working into the thing, but there are so many great one drops. Again, Cosmo, there's like, you know, especially now that he only lasts for a turn, so re-recruiting Cosmo, you're getting value out of that as well as... And again, with all these re-recruiting, with that secondary ability on her level 2, you can get all those people back if you want to.
Correct.
Again, maybe if you're going to play the Valkyrie combo, you may not necessarily want to use that reboot. But I feel like the reboot is something that's going to be great when you need it, but it's also not necessarily going to be needed every game.
No, the other thing I think about when I think about this is that, you know, like it's if you think about getting to a certain point with the number of cards you want to have out and played, then you can play a reboot so that you can get back to 7, and then you'll just keep drawing cards. You might not be playing as many.
Oh, absolutely.
So you don't have to be putting down resources all the time. So you just keep stacking your cards up. So what, ever think about it, so what decks do you think it's going to, like, take on, or what's going to help, you know, where is it going to fit into, are we going to see it at Gen Con?
I definitely like it as a sort of a mid-stall / control deck. Again, with the rounds going up to 35 minutes, you might see if some of those teams out there actually put their heads together. I think this is definitely a character that has got some interest and definitely something to look at. Will it go up against Thor? It's going to be pretty pretty tough
battle
against Thor with what we have at the moment. But, you know, again, that can all change.
And maybe they're trying to, you know, get out these... maybe it's not such a bad idea to have the Monsters cards previewed in advance because they've seen Thor is most likely going to be the one that's going to be showing up at Gen Con. Let's show you what Monsters Unleashed has got.
Yeah, well,
let's see what else you can build to take them on.
I think there is a lot to be said. I think I really like... Viv of the main characters we've seen from Champions at the moment. Like, again, the Spider-Man, I feel like I don't think we've got enough characters that have Mantle yet. I mean, again, there may be a few more in the Champions set that will help him out, but he kind of feels like a character that might be good in a set or two. Mm. And Miss Marvel, again, are quite interesting, but I think Viv definitely, with the six, I mean, any time you have six health, it really does help. But like, having that extra health on a character really, really gives you a little bit more time to set up your deck. And I think that's what Viv's going to be about. Again, though, I don't think it's going to be overly complicated to play, so I think in 35 minutes you'll be able to get it out. I feel like the real crux of this deck will be in putting it together, not necessarily playing it. I think to get your optimal combination of characters to get Viv to that level 2, again, as we said, a 5/7 flyer really good in your front as defense if there's stuff in the back that you want to keep intact. Again, she can help out with the team attacking with the non-strike back, so I feel like I think we saw a little bit of the team attack with A-Force and She-Hulk. It didn't quite get to the pinnacle of where it could be, but I think this is going to be a solid deck that will do well in a 35-minute round. And definitely think that there is a place for Viv in the metagame.
Cool. So I'm excited to see what you guys create with Viv Vision. I think the cards we've seen so far with Champions has been it's great, and it's very exciting for me anyway to see that the development and the stuff that's coming out is still very fresh, and it's adding heaps of new dynamic to the game. As an old school player, I really, really miss the some of the things, but I feel like some of that stuff is definitely making its way and seeping its way back into this game. We'll see you again and talk with you again once we get another spoiler, hopefully maybe this season, see what's going on. But thank you for listening, and ask us any questions if you like. And we'll see you on the... I'll see you at Gen Con because Daredevil is going to be playing, and I'm going to... Ian's taking my little miniature, so he'll be at the table watching what's going on.
That's
right.
I'm
going to put a little spy camera in there as well.
That's... Well, I'm not sure about the spy camera, okay. But I tell you what, if you do come and see me at Gen Con, or if you play against me, the goal is to get a win at 10K, so get Daredevil... at least one win at the biggest tournament of the year, and that is our goal.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to win. It's going to take out the 10K, I can tell you now.
We have some tech, not necessarily good tech, but tech we do have. So we'll see how we go.
Cool. Until next time. See you later.
See ya.